What is an extreme expert? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Wayne Gray, professor of cognitive science at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, looks at this group and their exceptional capabilities.
Extreme experts exceed their teachers. They learn more than they can possibly have been taught. How can this happen? How do people discover, invent, or otherwise acquire skills and knowledge that their teachers do not possess? We ask these questions in the context of skill performance. Performance and tasks that involve a tight loop between cognition, perception, and action. The sort of task which, even hesitating, requires a decision to hesitate. Tasks such as flying helicopters, laparoscopic surgery, or playing action video games. Based on 100 years of research, experimental psychologists expect the speed of learning a new skill to start fast but slow down as practice continues. However, the textbook perfect learning curve is an average across many people. In contrast, our research focuses on the plateaus, dips, and leaps shown by individuals. In one study, video gamers played a new video game for 1 hour a day for 31 days. Each day, we collected response time and performance data on a dozen game-related measures. Rather than averaging across all players, for each player, we looked at each of these dozen measures to find periods where some dipped, some stayed steady, and others leaped. We found that some of these dips and leaps were periods in which people were inventing or discovering new methods to optimize some part of game performance. Many of these methods were unknown to even the designers of the game. They were true inventions. We hope that the theory and methods that guide our work can be applied to determine how some people make inventions that allow them to become extreme experts. And we're hopeful that we can capture the methods of these extreme experts and teach the methods to mirror experts.
That was Wayne Gray of Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.